Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Friday, August 4th, 2023, 9:08 a.m., and it is the final weekend of the county fair. Joining us now, San Juan County Fair Director Anna Fredericks. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning, David.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Man, that was a great night last night. Had a fun time at the Chase Bryant concert.
It was a fun concert. He's quite the musician.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible, and you know, folks had a good time. Tell us what's going on this final weekend of the fair.
Well, the kids have started the market livestock shows. I can hear them over there right now, so I know that they've already kicked off the morning. The Abajo Enduro is going on today and tomorrow. If people want to go watch some of that, we've posted on our Facebook page some of the locations that the Enduro has put, the trail locations. You can see riders, which is kind of cool. It's a fun event. The Children's Fair goes today from 2 to 4, and tomorrow from 12 to 2. We have lots of crafts and activities, games, lots of fun things for your little kids, so come and enjoy that. We're going to play games again today, our family fun games, and you know we play several relay games and different things, and then you get a chance to roll in the honey and the money. Oh, we have lots of money in there, including a $50 bill this year. So,
ooh, that's awesome.
A very exciting day. Junior Livestock Awards tonight at 5. All-night softball tournament starts tonight at the softball fields. They have a lot of teams, from what I understand. I think their last game isn't scheduled till like 4 o'clock in the morning. So it's going to be a fun time. Lots of teams at the softball tournament tonight. And our cowboy games at the fairgrounds at 7 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow, much of the same. We'll have the Junior Livestock Buyers Breakfast at 7 a.m., the Livestock Sale at 9 a.m., some more Children's Fair events, 12 to 2. The fair building will close at 3 o'clock. We'll release all entries back to people tomorrow, and we will close up the year with the Blue Mountain Youth Roundup at 5:30 p.m. We have lots of kids, lots of fun things for everybody to watch. It's always a good show at the Youth Rodeo.
Yeah, so lots of fun events in the arenas. Tonight at 7 is the local rodeo horse games, and then the Blue Mountain Youth Rodeo tomorrow at 5:30. Anna, it's been another great year of the fair. I know I've still got two big full days ahead, but just want to thank you for your efforts. You know, we love the county fair, love all the work that you put in to make it happen.
Thank you. We've had a great time down here. We really appreciate all the people who've come and celebrated with us at the fair. We really feel like it's just a celebration of living in San Juan County and what makes it great. So we appreciate all the support of the people who've come down and celebrated that with us.
Well, very good. Well, again, people can find that full schedule in the latest edition of the San Juan Record, also San Juan County Fair's social media pages. And again, it's the weekend, so we've got a lot of fun ahead. Anna, thanks for joining us this morning. Anything else you'd like to mention before we let you run?
Nope, just thanks for your support and thanks to everyone else.
Oh, very good. Well, again, that's Anna Frederick. She is the San Juan County Fair Director. And this weekend, of course, is the wrap-up of the fair, and there are a ton of events remaining, as Anna mentioned. So pick up a schedule and go down and have a good time. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot more local news and happenings for you this morning. We'll go ahead and take a quick break and be right back.
It's the end of summer sale going on right now at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store. Come check out the deals on pools and summer clothing. Plus, get everything you need for hunting season with huge savings on ammo, gun cases, targets, earplugs, and much more. Close out your summer right at the Walker Drug End of Summer Sale. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next to Walker's True Value.
Cinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Cinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Cinch IT.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Are you ready to experience the heartbeat of Native culture? Welcome to Ute Mountain Casino, where tradition comes alive. Join us for an unforgettable celebration at our annual powwow event, August 18th through the 20th. Feel the rhythm of the drums, witness breathtaking dances, and immerse yourself in the rich heritage of the Southwest. Special festivities, a thrilling drumming contest, and if you're up for the challenge, dive into the exhilarating hand games tournament. Ute Mountain Casino, the heartbeat of Native culture.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Friday, August 4th, 2023, 9:15 a.m. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Taking a look at some news in the Red Rock listening area. Some sad report out of National Park Service. On August 1st, Grand County Sheriff's Office issued an attempt to locate a 66-year-old man from Austin, Texas, who had been reported overdue. Park rangers located the man at the Sand Dune Trail Arch parking lot, initiated a search of the area. They located his vehicle, He was later found deceased off-trail nearby, and an investigation into the incident is being conducted jointly by the NPS and Grand County Sheriff's Office. I saw some Times Independent reporting that's the fourth death in the parks this year. So, again, we welcome folks here, but you got to be so careful out there. It's not always... you know, it's not always just safe to go out on your own, so take proper precautions. Of course, today is a good day to try that, too. The Great American Outdoors Act passed in 2020, and as a result, or in recognition of that, they are having free entry into the parks today. So whether you want to go into Mesa Verde or Canyonlands or Arches, it's free entry today. I understand Arches probably still has a reservation system, but you can get in for free. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Got a couple special guests joining us now. Of course, Bill Boyle, editor of the San Juan Record. And then our own Rocky Brome joins us as well. Good morning, Bill and Rocky.
Good morning.
How are you, David?
I'm good, yeah. Thanks for coming on the show. Rocky, I understand you're joining us to chat a little bit about the upcoming annular eclipse.
Yeah, I just wanted to help make people aware that, hey, Bill, you know about this eclipse?
It's exciting times.
October 14th, there'll be an annular total eclipse going through the Four Corners region. And if you don't know about it, now you do. It's going to be quite exciting. I experienced the 2017 eclipse up in Idaho and the Tetons, and people come from all over. I would estimate that we will see well over a half million visitors in the region just for the eclipse.
So this is an eclipse that there's a line that it is going to be near totality. It'd be 90% or more, stretching from southern Oregon and then in a southeast direction right over the Red Rock
Country. Over Red Rock Country. It's going to be absolutely amazing. And it's well over 90%. It's going to be like a 98% coverage. And what happens is the moon does not cover the sun 100%. And there's a ring, like a gold wedding band around the moon, and it's called the Ring of Fire. So this is the Ring of Fire eclipse. And it's just absolutely beautiful. But in order to enjoy it, you have to have solar eclipse glasses. And I happen to be the source of those for the southwest area. So,
yeah, so you'd be able to get a hold of Rocky if you want to get your solar eclipse
glasses.
Yeah,
if you get a pencil and paper, I'm going to give you an email. It's F as in Frank, L as in Lucky, FL. Spectrum, like the rainbow, SPECTRUM, at gmail.com. And I have these solar eclipse glasses for any business or fundraiser ideas or anything like that, because with 500,000 people coming to the area and everybody around here that wants to see it. This is we are right next to the totality of this. If you draw a line in reverse, it goes from Austin, Texas, Roswell, New Mexico, Gallup, New Mexico, Chaco Canyon's going to have an event down there, then to the Four Corners and Mexican Hat, and then the Goosenecks of the San Juan.
Moki Dugway.
Oh, God. That's where I want to be.
A fun place to watch it.
Right on top, and you'd see the shadow coming across the country there from the Four Corners. It'd be absolutely beautiful. And then it's going to go up to through here and up to Richfield, and then up towards Reno, Nevada. And, of course, there's Lehigh and Eli that's on the way. But that's in reverse because it starts on the Oregon coast.
Sure.
And then comes down through here. And it'll be right around 11 o'clock in the morning, peaking at noon, and finishing up about 1 o'clock.
Saturday?
It's on a Saturday, and it's the same Saturday as the Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta. Wow. So, and there's normally 1 million people that go to Albuquerque for the Balloon Fiesta, and there's going to be another 1 million come into the area down there. So get ready, folks. Stock up with your glasses, but more importantly, restaurants and any business. The hotels, motels are sold out already. Looked down there, didn't you?
So this eclipse, it's not going to be the total eclipse like we had in southern Idaho back in 2017 that you could see in this. You know, it was fun to watch here, but almost totality right over us. Anyway, so that'll be a great thing.
And Moab's going to have 95%.
Because it's not totality, you've got to have glasses in order to look at it, or you're going to burn your eyes. And anyway, so Rocky's always got something going on, and getting your eclipse glasses is going to be something you're going to want.
And Red Rock Radio is getting the word out, and the San Juan Record is going to get the word out. And so this is the first drop of the shoe, so to speak.
I know that there are a number of organizations that are planning activities. Glamping Canyonlands has a series of events. The Canyon Country Discovery Center, mm-hmm. and San Juan County Economic Development. So if you're in that strip, and it goes right over the Four Corners Monument, this area of almost totality is really going to be a cool place to be, and it's going to be right over our area.
It will, but it covers almost the whole United States with some percentage.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you'll be able to see some percentage everywhere in the continental United States, but it's really gets more and more and more until you're in this ring of fire zone. Anyway, sounds great. What else is going on, Rocky?
Well, I will make a mention in studying the eclipse and all that. I've discovered that the Navajo Nation has a religious understanding of the eclipse, and that no Navajo can be outside during the eclipse. Kids are getting pulled out of school and things like that. So it's quite an interesting understanding that the eclipse is not to be watched by
the weekend of the fall break in the San Juan School District. I'm not sure about other, but there will be no school on that Friday. Mm-hmm. Or Saturday in the San Juan School District. Very, very interesting. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you again.
Got a lot of good stuff. Rocky's got lots of interesting projects.
If any group, organization, business that is interested in getting some of the solar eclipse glasses, now we have them. And needless to say, they get almost impossible to find closer to the eclipse. And it becomes a feeding frenzy. People just have to find them. And there's just never enough. FLSpectrum@gmail.com. That's F as in Frank, L as in Lucky, Spectrum like the rainbow, SPECTRUM@gmail.com.
Very good. Thanks.
Thank
for
you. Hey,
in,
listen, good to see
you
guys.
You headed to the fair?
I'm here in town to talk to a couple businesses about the solar glasses and then go to the fair. Sounds and I awesome. Hope they have Navajo tacos today.
It's pretty good bet.
Yeah. Well, good deal. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll take another quick break and be right back.
A very happy summer from Moab Heat and Cool, where our motto is, Bryant, whatever it takes.
Working with Bryant Cooling is what we're best at, but Moab Heat and Cool also services swamp coolers and other AC units. Bryant's Whatever It Takes means Moab Heat and Cool should be the first call for service and repair now. Call Moab Heat and Cool for all your plumbing needs too. Moab Heat and Cool, and now plumbing, is your Bryant dealer, and a Bryant dealer does whatever it takes.
The kids may be heading back to school, but summer's still in full swing at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. Come check out the great deals on Weber and Blackstone Grills, an outdoor cooking station. 20-pound bags of Ace Wild Bird Food are two for $20. Buy a Milwaukee lithium-ion power tool, get a battery, sander, cutoff tool, or ratchet tool free. Plus, get those painting projects done with over 3,500 unmatchable colors from Benjamin Moore. That's just the beginning of the Red Hot Buys this month at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Learn from the best at USU Blanding this August and earn your construction technology and management certificate. Real-world hands-on projects and expert instruction will prepare you for a successful career in the industry. Gain valuable experience with industry professionals and build a strong foundation for your future. Limited seats available, so act now. Call 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115. Or visit us online to start your journey.
Happy summer from the crew at Fiesta Mexicana, serving the best Mexican food and margaritas in Moab. Our fresh, high-quality ingredients and generations of traditional Mexican cooking have made Fiesta Mexicana the locals' favorite year after year. It's our heritage, and we're proud to share it with you. Join us all summer for daily lunch and dinner specials. 202 Main Avenue in Moab, and online at FiestaMexRest.com. Fiesta Mexicana, Moab's choice for authentic Mexican.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
The San Juan County Fair is back July 29th through August 5th in beautiful Monticello, Utah. You'll find lots of fun for the entire family at the San Juan County Fair. Rodeos, talent find, exhibits, games, great food, and more. Country artist Chase Bryant headlines the big concert on August 3rd at 7 p.m. Junior livestock shows and judging culminates with a big sale on Saturday, August 5th. Check the San Juan Record or social media for a full schedule. A full week of fun July 29th through August 5th. The San Juan County Fair. It's the place to be in 2023.
Not at the county fair. What's going on?
The San Juan County Fair is in full swing through Saturday in Monticello. There's tons of fun for the whole family. Find the full schedule in the current edition of the San Juan Record. Entrance fees are waived at national parks around the country on Friday in honor of the anniversary of the Great American Outdoors Act, so you won't have to pay to get in, but other fees inside the parks are still in effect. Visit nps.gov for info. Friday and Sunday, the Cortez Rendezvous Hot Air Balloon Rally is back in Park DeVita and bigger than ever. Come check out the beautiful launches each morning at 6:30 and the evening glow-in Friday night at 6:30. For full details, visit shopcortez.com. Also on Friday, the Moab Free Concert Series presents Coletta and Super Yamba Band. The show begins at 7 p.m. at Suwannee City Park. Visit MoabFreeConcerts.com for all the details. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Friday, August 4th. The Red Rock Morning Show, looking at some news in the Red Rock Listening Air, report out of Cortez City Police Department noting a traffic accident caused injury on Friday night, is what it says. I think it must have been late Friday, as the crossing walk of Main Street in front of the McDonald's. A 16-year-old victim and his younger brother were crossing the street in the crosswalk when a van struck him. He was transported to Southwest Memorial Hospital and life-flighted due to critical injuries. The 18-year-old driver was charged with careless driving causing injury and failed to yield the right-of-way to a pedestrian in the crosswalk. No other information available at this time, so scary report there out of Cortez, so folks, be careful as you're driving around, and sorry to hear that.
Yeah, and I've always been impressed. I think Cortez has the most well-marked crosswalks in the area and still have tragic accident happen, so be careful when you're crossing the road and when you're driving.
Yeah, yeah, the driver, again, was charged with careless driving causing injury, so... well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. You know, we just heard the community events. One other event to be aware of, it's the first annual Navajo Mountain mountain bike race. That's going to be a seven-mile race tomorrow, starting and finishing at the Pioneer Day Grounds there up in Navajo Mountain. So it should be a beautiful day for it. Registration on the day of event starting at 6 a.m. tomorrow. So get there, and should be a good event. 7 a.m. start. And, Utah Navajo Health Systems sponsoring that event. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, it's Friday, August 4th. Bill, you know what day it is.
A big weekend coming up, the culmination of the San Juan County Fair. 0.2 of an inch of rain in Blanding yesterday, but none in Monticello. Today is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. It's like it needs a day. Every day's National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. On this day in 1704, Gibraltar was captured by the British in a war against Spain, that access point to the Mediterranean Sea. On August 4th, 1892, Lizzie Borden's father and stepmother were brutally murdered in Massachusetts. She was eventually acquitted of charges of being the murderer, but we all have heard of Lizzie Borden, or most of us, of a certain age, I guess. 30 years ago today, August 4th, 1993, the number one song was Can't Help Falling in Love by UB40. It was first recorded in 1961 by Elvis Presley on the Blue Hawaii album. What a great song. Birthdays today, musician Louis Armstrong was born today in 1901. He died in 1971. He was the greatest. He revolutionized jazz trumpet and jazz vocal. Louis Armstrong was one of my favorites as a young child. Barack Obama is 62 years old today, and Meghan Markle is 42. Actress and director Greta Gerwig is 40 years old today. She just directed Barbie. She's done Lady Bird and Little Women. Very talented young director who's 40. I guess she still can be. It's harder to call you young when you're past your 39th birthday, but she's there. British mathematician John Van was born today in 1834. He invented the Venn diagram, which is awesome. It's an illustration that uses circles to show relationship among things. So Venn diagrams are from this guy who was born today in Britain almost 200 years ago. Local birthdays today for Brett Hostler, Lenny Jones, and the late Doug Eldridge. Weekend birthdays coming up for Tom Dover, Martha Jenkins, Logan Nielsen, Skylar Draper, and Berlin Robertson. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call, 435-260-2808. Got a number of funeral services to announce today. Also, a funeral mass for John Joseph Listeman begins at 10 a.m. this morning at St. Margaret Mary Catholic Church in Cortez. Funeral services for former Monticello resident David Christensen are today in Cache Valley. He passed away at the age of 95 a couple of weeks ago. Funeral services for Johnny Eugene Green, longtime auctioneer at the Cortez Sale Barn, will be held tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Sale Barn. Afterward, there'll be a horse-drawn procession to the Cortez Cemetery. Johnny Eugene Green was quite a colorful character. Memorial services for Cajon resident Carol Sue Trudeau will be held at 10 a.m. on Monday at the Dove Creek First Baptist Church. A public viewing for Deanne Holyoke will be held from 10 to 11:30 next Saturday, that's August 19th. or in two Saturdays, at the Spanish Valley Mortuary in Moab. A short memorial service and dedication of the grave will follow at Sunset Cemetery. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Well, very good. Thanks for those, Bill. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got the 101 Ways to Experience San Juan County, Utah, publication of the San Juan Record and San Juan Chamber of Commerce. Taking a look at the list, and number 75 on the list is to watch sports. Sports thrive in southeastern Utah. Nothing brings a community together quite like a great game. We've got the all-night softball games happening tonight. We've also got a bunch of events happening, including the rodeo and the Abajo Enduro. With that, the Abajo Enduro, they're asking folks, you can you come and watch the race, but they ask you to keep the trails clear while folks are on them. That'll be at the Shea Ridge Trail today from 2 to 4. Tomorrow morning from 10 to 11:30, Robertson's Pasture, and from 12:30 to 1, Spring Creek and Racetrack Trails. They're asking you to keep those clear. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show. That's number 75 on the list, also highlighting advertisers in the 101, including the Canyon Country Discovery Center, host of the 2023 Eclipse Festival. And they've got all sorts of things for your travel needs, visitation needs, rafting, hiking, night skies, exhibit hall. They've got it all. ccdiscovery.org is their website. And, of course, they've got their beautiful visitor center at 1117 North Main Street in Monticello. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll go ahead and send you over to the on-air job fair. Be back with the sports report. Stick with us. It's the morning show on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times throughout the day every day.
Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including an OB Med Surgical RN on a Traveler 13-week contract. Also seeking an operating room manager, a clinical nurse manager, a dialysis unit clerk, and a radiology ultrasound tech. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. The San Juan School District has openings for a number of teaching positions, including elementary, secondary, and special ed. If you have a bachelor's degree and are interested in teaching, we can help you get started. For more information, contact the SJSD Human Resource Office at 435-678-1215 or visit us at sjsd.org.
Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Triple J Construction is looking for experienced construction hands. Pay is $30 to $50 an hour depending on construction knowledge and experience. Please call 435-259-9988 or email office@triplejmoab.com. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies and only a few weeks until the school year starts. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour and a $500 sign-on bonus. Enjoy worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Attention hospitality workers in the region. Comfort Suites of Moab is looking for one very good front desk attendant. The ideal candidate is someone who knows the business and works well with others. Comfort Suites is also looking for two housekeepers to join their hardworking crew. Compensation depending on your experience. Please stop by for an application at Comfort Suites 400 North Main in Moab.
Listen every day to the On Air Job Fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
It's back to school time, and Emory Telcom will keep you connected with super fast internet service all year long. Right now, new customers get their first 2 months free. Plus, save up to $30 every month on internet service. See if you qualify for the Affordable Connectivity Program and apply online right now at affordableconnectivity.gov. Sign up to get your first 2 months of internet free. Visit emorytelcom.com or call 435-298-8023 today. Emory Telcom, your local advantage.
Summer's heating up, and Walker's True Value in Moab has everything you need to get it started on the right foot. Come check out the great deals on essentials for your patio, lawn, garden, and home. Walker's True Value is your source for nature-served chicken feeds, where they believe in serving your chickens first, so your chickens can provide the best for your family. Come get your summer started right at Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, right next to Walker Drug.
Hi, I'm Dr. Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics in Price and Monticello. Adjusting to braces can be a tough transition in the beginning with the pressures of school, sports, band, and other commitments. That's why summer is a perfect time to think about braces. You get a complimentary consultation, including your individualized treatment plan. We work with nearly every budget, and we offer a price match guarantee. Let us make your summer one that will last a lifetime. Give us a call today, 435-637-2222.
If you believe in faith, family, and freedom, join the San Juan County Republican Party for their annual Great American President's Dinner and fundraiser, 5:30 August 11th at the Hideout Golf Club in Monticello. Congressman and Super Bowl champion Burgess Owens is the featured speaker. There'll be a silent auction, a gun raffle, and elected officials will give state and local level updates. Visit the San Juan County Utah Republican Party Facebook page or give them a call, 623-512-6910, for more information and tickets. The San Juan County Republican Party Great American President's Dinner and Fundraiser, 5:30 August 11th at the Hideout Golf Club in Monticello.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Friday, August 4th, 2023, 9:43 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Let's take a look at the regional sports report now, shall we? Starting with the Colorado Rockies, still fifth in the NL West, record of 42-66. They're in St. Louis taking on the Cardinals this weekend. Opening pitch tonight at 6:15. Arizona Diamondbacks, man, suffering another loss yesterday to the San Francisco Giants, 1-0. That puts them 6.5 games back from the Dodgers and now 4 games back from the Giants. So Arizona, top of the pennant for a lot of the season, they're sliding. So hopefully they can change their fortunes tonight at 6:10 p.m. They will be in Minnesota taking on the Twins. That'll be tonight at 6:10. They'll be there throughout the weekend. Well, that'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning. We look forward to chatting with you on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.